Test 6, task 2. It's no overstatement to say that Beowulf is today one of the most important surviving works of medieval literature. It is by far the longest old English poem, and at just over 3,000 lines, preserves about one-tenth of surviving English verse from before the Norman conquest. But it's also very much a mystery. There isn't a lot we know about who composed it, or why, or even when. There is only one surviving copy from the whole of the medieval period, the manuscript that belongs to the British Library. For a long time, academics didn't really know what to make of Beowulf. An early criticism was that it puts the irrelevances in the center and the serious things on the outer edges. By irrelevances, William Kerr means the three monsters fights that make up most of the action. Most critics today would disagree. The monsters now hold a central importance, crucial to the very structure of the poem. After all, Beowulf is, at its heart, the story of a heroic man who kills three monsters and then dies. So to understand this ancient poem, we need first to understand its monsters.